We get to say it's the first of Lent all the way through this Wednesday. My name is Cecil Anderson. I'm the North Texas Assistant of the Guadalupe Radio Network, and you're catching one of our live local programs that we have each week here on 9:10 a.m. and also on 11:40 a.m. And Dave Palmer is the host of this program. I'm the producer, and we have a lot of great lineup of guests for you today. And first off, I'm going to say good morning or good afternoon to you, Dave. It's always weird when you start right at noon. You got to switch from morning to afternoon.
I know. 2 minutes ago, it was morning. Now it's afternoon. What is going on? You know, not to mention time zones and the, I don't know about you, Cecil, but the whole time shift.
It thing really messes you up.
Totally messed me up this weekend.
And I went to 7 a.m. Mass.
Oh, did
I don't know why I chose to do that.
You and about five other people. Yeah, I was trying to figure out, does it mean with the time shift, people are showing up at the end or they're an hour early
right.
or like I just... Oh, okay. They'd be behind. So they'd show up at the end thinking that it's starting. But, okay, whatever. But I always like to fall better. I like to fall back rather than spring
yes,
forward.
Yes, we get sleep.
All right. So we've got a great program for you today. In the second half, since it is the second Monday of the month, we're going to have the Catholic Pro-Life Community segment of the Good News Show, and Frank Gonzalez is going to come in along with Tom Rudy, who is their chief of staff or chief of something. He's the chief, okay? And Susan Platt will have her legislative update that we always enjoy. So that'll be in the second half. In the first half, we're also going to talk pro-life. We're going to have in studio Patty Platts, who is with Bella House. And Bella House has two homes, and they've got a couple of big things coming up this month, including the St. Patrick's celebration. Irish eyes are smiling on Bella House, and that's coming up on the 22nd. And then they have another event that is really, really cool. It's called Miles for Moms, an 18-mile fundraiser walk. You don't have to walk the whole thing, though, okay? But we're going to talk about that. And also, Deacon Andrew Tanner is here from Our Lady of Angels in studio with me as well. Before that, we are going to talk about a few things having to do with the GRN and what's coming up. And first of all, Cecil, I'm not going to make a mistake and say it's 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks
right?
from today.
The Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon, Talking Heaven is going to begin. I've been asked to give a talk about heaven. How do you talk about heaven?
Yes, and I think you have to visit Dave to get the source material.
Yeah, God hasn't given me that privilege yet, but to visit. But I've been doing research on saints who actually had visions of heaven. I don't know if you know, Cecil, you're about to find out when you hear my talk, but do you know which saints had actually had visions of heaven and how they described it?
I always forget. St. Thomas Aquinas, he actually did have a vision of heaven or no?
He had a mystical vision.
He had a mystical
vision.
To
my knowledge, he never explained what he saw.
Got
he just
it.
Said,
okay,
like,
okay.
hey, everything I did
so
is
So it could have been heaven, but we're not sure.
Yeah, it was a mystical vision of Jesus. But
the children of Fatima, so, right? They saw hell.
They
didn't see heaven, did
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they saw...
Maybe I don't know any saints.
Well, okay. Okay, so Patty is saying Mary of Agreda, which one I'll have to research. But the ones that I have found so far, of course, St. John the Apostle talked about his vision the Book of Revelation. Padre Pio, St. Teresa of Avila had a vision where she saw Jesus' hand, and that was all. Don Bosco had a vision where he went and he had a conversation with St. Dominic Savio. And it's really, I don't want to give it all away because everybody that donates during the Share-a-thon is going to get this talk, which I have not only not recorded, I haven't even done all my research yet, and the Share-a-thon's in 2 weeks, so I better got to get on the ball with this. But Cecil, what about volunteers and meals?
Yeah,
what's the situation
for that? We still are looking
for
quite a few volunteers and meals for the Share-a-thon. We have three different shifts, and that means there's meals that need to be covered for all those as well as volunteers. So on Monday, March 24th, from 1 to 7 p.m., we'll need volunteers then, so if you're able to do that, let me know. We'll also need dinner for that day, and dinner that when we do meals, it can be handled a few different ways. You can either bring a meal yourself, you can send us a check for a meal, or you can give me a budget and I'll send you the receipt, and then you can send us the exact amount, whatever it works best for you. And then on Thursday, we'll have the call center all day long. So Thursday, that's the 26th, I believe. It is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., but we have two different shifts. You can either do 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Meals are also, again, included on that. So if you're interested in doing it, if you've never done it before, it's a lot of fun. We usually end up getting to know each other pretty well, making some good friendships, get to talk to our donors who always have beautiful stories to share, and you get to kind of experience all of that, and you're supporting your local Catholic radio station, and sometimes Dave juggles.
I wanted
to see if Dave was paying attention.
KTH@grnonline.com
is the best way to reach out to Dave and I to secure your spot.
And we still need quite
we
a few.
We still do need quite a few. Okay. I've only got a few spots filled right now.
You'll probably send out another email. Yep. And so please, if you can volunteer, it's a lot of fun. Sissel makes it so much fun. And, you will make some new friends. And it's a prayerful atmosphere. And so please consider that for 2 weeks from this week, KTH@grnonline.com. The other thing I want to talk about is that we are getting ever so closer to our 25th anniversary celebration event. And that is going to be Saturday, July 19th at the Plano Event Center in Plano. And we have speakers like Father Chris Alar, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. Whenever I start listing them, I don't know, there's just so many.
There's a
lot. Monsignor Charles Pope, Debbie and Adam and Jerry. I'm going to be the MC for the first half of the day. You know, it's going to look like I got fired. You know, I'm going to be the MC for the first half of the day. Then Wyatt's going to come up. People are going to be like, whoa, what did Dave
wow,
do?
Wow, what happened here?
He's going to have to mention that I didn't get fired. This was planned, right? So after lunch, it's like, okay, that first half was really bad. Let's get somebody else up.
You're
there.
You're the warm-up guy, right? For Wyatt. That's what it is.
Yeah. that's another good point. Yeah. So the cool thing about this event is also a Matt Maher concert. I mean, it's going to be so much fun. We're expecting about 2,000 people. But the point is, and I can't stress this enough, typically, like with Summer Speaker Series events, you can, 2 days before the event, almost in every single case, get tickets. I mean, even when we had Father Ricardo and we had about 1,000 people, I think we didn't like sell out necessarily. But this will sell out, with air quotes, because it's a free event, but it's going to fill up, and there will come a time when you can no longer register. I mean, it's going to happen.
And honestly, probably sooner than you think, especially.
Right.
So if you're making your summer plans now, this is the time to go ahead and register. You can go to our website, grnonline.com/anniversary, and go register right there. I think, Dave, we're almost even already halfway at this point. So
yeah. Okay, because at some point there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Yes.
Be part of the on the outside saying, I want to get in. I want to get in. And we'll say, sorry, you waited too long. I mean, seriously. So by all means, right now, this is your time to go to grnonline.com/anniversary. And there's no cost. You just, that we have to know that you're coming. And then there will be an email that's sent out, you know, a month or so from now saying, hey, you know, okay, confirm that you're still coming. And anyways, that's July 19th. And then finally, something that we haven't talked about too much on this show, and we are broadcasting at KCPP 1140 a.m. right now. That's our Fort Worth station. There is going to be the first ever Fishers of Men event in North Texas. Now, just a quick little bit of history. We started many, many years ago with something called the Summer Speaker Series event, and that's in the summer. And we've had 16 of them,
I think. So. Yeah,
something like that. And in all the other markets across the Guadalupe Radio Network, they didn't have a Summer Speaker Series event, but they did something called a Fishers of Men. It's a little bit more formal. It's round tables. It's served. It's not buffet style. And so it's a formal event. You get a little bit more dressed up. And we've just never had one in North Texas because we have the Summer Speaker Series event. But now that Fort Worth is on the air, we are going to have a Fishers of Men event. And it is going to be at the St. Patrick's Cathedral in downtown Fort Worth. We have the venue set. The date is set Saturday, October 25th of this year. And the speaker is set as well, Dr. David Anders. I don't know if I can say who's going to be honored, the Fishers of Men. I probably can, can't I?
I don't know.
Give me permission, Sissel.
Yeah, I'll give you permission.
Okay. So if we get in trouble, it's going to be your fault.
If anyone is listening from the GRM,
I don't think it's like any big surprise. Bishop Michael Olson is going to be honored with the Fishers of Men Award, and his Vicar General is going to be there. We're going to have Father James Flynn from St. Elizabeth. He's already committed to being there. It's going to be a great event, and so we hope you'll be there. I think it can hold a few hundred, maybe $350, something like that. So I don't even think tickets are on sale for that yet. But just an FYI, save the date, as they say. All right, Sissel, is there anything else that we need to talk about before we get on to our first guests?
No, I just hope that everyone is having a great start to Lent.
Yeah, yeah. And don't forget to set your clock.
My oven clock is still messed up. And I looked this morning and I saw that it was saying it was 5:30. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm much earlier than I intended.
last story and then we'll get on with our guests, I promise. I called to order a pizza yesterday over at E Fratelli's. And I was going to delay the going to pick it up. And so I wanted to pick it up at 12:45. And so I told the guy, I said, I was looking at my watch and I said, I would like to pick it up at 11:45. And he said, sir, that was 15 minutes ago. We're not that good. I was like, oh, time change. Okay. So anyways,
I'm sure they experienced that a lot.
we're getting used to it. So, all right. Well, thanks to everybody for joining us. This is the Good News Show. And let's talk about some good news having to do with Bella House. And I'm so grateful that Patty Platts is here along with Deacon Andrew Tanner from Our Lady of Angels Parish in Allen, right?
And yes. Deacon Tanner is also a board member.
Oh, okay, a board member. Bella House board. And I think this is the first time you've been to our studio, yeah. Is that right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, well, welcome. Yes. And Patty, thanks for being here as well. Let me start with you, Patty. What is your official position with Bella House?
I'm the president of the board of directors for Bella House.
Okay, and have been for a while, right?
A little while. Yeah, a couple years
now.
Second year, I think.
Oh, okay. What?
Full year.
Yeah, so for those who are not familiar with Bella House, tell us about the mission. I know the mm-hmm. website, bellahouse.org, but what is it that y'all do?
We provide a safe haven or homes and education, room and board, counseling, and material goods for moms who are homeless, pregnant, to have their babies in a safe space and then get a good start for their life with a new baby, and saving lives. So we have two homes. It's a home-like setting. Our moms either are enrolled in education or are working to get after their maternity period with their babies, get started, and then so they have we try to help them transform their lives and get back on the track of success.
Yeah, so. Yeah, because I mean every conception is amazing and glorious, but not every conception is planned, and sometimes it can be rather traumatic in some women's lives. And so for the very fact that they choose to give life, they should be commended for that. But sometimes they need some assistance, right?
Well, and it's one thing to say I'm pro-life. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to actually walk alongside these moms and help them to bring not only bring life into the world, but to care for those children. We've also heard that criticism in the past that pro-lifers only are concerned about babies being born.
Yeah, right.
And then what happens to them? Well, we're there to build the community to support them.
Yeah,
keep going forward.
Well, very good. Well, Patty, thank you very much for being the president of the board for these couple of years. And eventually, we're going to talk about a couple of events. As I mentioned, March 22nd, Irish Eyes Are Smiling on Bella House. My wife and I and a couple of friends of ours went last year to the event. And I think it was at in Plano, St. Elizabeth in Plano, wasn't it?
Was our Oktoberfest, which comes in the fall.
Oh, that's right.
So spring is our Irish Eyes Are Smiling on Bella House at St. Rita.
Yeah, and I've been to that one. You guys are just doing all kinds of events, celebrating everything. Yeah, but we did go to the one in the fall.
Yes,
we did. That was it.
That was fun, too.
and then we're talking about Miles for Moms. Before that, I want to bring Deacon Andrew Tanner into the conversation as well. And again, welcome to the program, Deacon Andrew Tanner. Can you, unrelated to Bella House, I'm just curious about your call to the diaconate and how long you've been a deacon and what inspired you to pursue that in the first place?
Well, really, it came from the unexpected. Yeah, I was summoned to the office of the dearly departed Father Tim Church.
Yeah.
And he said, boy, do I have a deal for you. met with him, and he made the ask that I consider diaconate. I said, let me think about it. I'll come back to you in a couple weeks. I did. I gave him 10 really well thought out reasons that this is a terrible idea.
Oh, is that right? You actually had the reasons planned out.
Yes, and he simply said, so I can sign you up, right? And so, yeah, I was, Father Tim let me know that the inquiry period is really where you should be sorting this out, but on a more informed basis.
Yeah.
So I made it through inquiry, and all those red lights turned green.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I've heard before, like, if somebody really, really wants to be a deacon, and that may not be the right mm-hmm. person. That I have a very, very close friend who's going through diaconate right now, and they make that clear, that oftentimes it is a little bit of reluctance, because you may not have seen it in yourself, but somebody else clearly saw it.
As they say, the church does the calling.
Yeah. Well, praise God. Well, thank you for that. And how did you get involved with Bella House?
You know, really throughout my diaconal journey, formation and then post-ordination, what I've always been drawn to is the pastoral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've been in a lot of liturgical projects. I've been in a lot of catechetical projects and covered everything from First Communion to confirmation prep. Yeah, but the call for me has always been drawn to the pastoral.
Yeah.
Looking for where the least of these are. And, there's a big difference, and I think it's a challenge for everyone. Pope Francis put his finger on it when he said, you've got to smell like the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference between, financial support is very important, but there's a big difference between writing a check and actually being present to the least of these.
Yeah. And how do you balance because you're needed at the parish, and I know that deacons spend a lot of time at the parishes, particularly on the weekends, mm-hmm. and you've got that. I don't know about your family life. Do you have a wife and kids also?
Yes. So I've been married for 37 years and have four now grown kids.
Okay.
So I'm not so much doing the soccer game thing on Saturday mornings. I have time to do other things.
Yeah.
But, the diaconal life is one of juggling. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm still working full time.
Oh, really?
Work balance and then family and all the other things.
Radio interviews.
And then Bella House volunteering.
And then Bella House, yeah. So you're on the board for Bella House. And then from a day-to-day, I know you've got two homes, one in Dallas and one in Plano. What are your responsibilities with Bella House other than being on the board?
Well, the board meetings are easy, every other month for an evening. But I also teach personal finance classes to the moms.
Oh, is that
so
right?
So I put together a curriculum, and it's mm-hmm. been trial and error with plenty of error.
Yeah.
Some mom stays are long. Some mom stays are shorter. There's a lot mm-hmm. going on
yeah.
in their lives. So what I came to realize is that a 14-part program over 7 months really doesn't work.
Yeah.
So there's a 4-part program that we deliver over the course of 2 months. And it covers budgeting and banking. The second one is how to rent an apartment. The third is, can I afford a car? And the fourth is all about employment and taxes.
Mm.
How to get a job, how to keep a job, what happens in a work setting, what is dignified work, helping them be ready to venture out on their own.
And I trust this is related to what you do professionally? Is that right?
Yeah, what I do professionally is I'm a managing director at America's largest trust company.
Okay.
So I don't manage stocks, bonds, and funds, but I do oversee and guide on assets like farms and ranches, timber, private companies, real estate.
And that's so neat that you do that. And then Patty, he's able to come and help these.
Absolutely.
As you were talking about that, I was thinking, gosh, I wish I had had that when I was in high school. Practical.
It's the kind of things, the programming that we have at Bella House for our moms. It's a complete package, or at least we try to help them navigate in the world, because there's a reason why they have ended up homeless.
Mm-hmm.
There's some, broken parts of their lives that have put them in that position. So we're trying to help them rebuild in a lot of different ways. And financial education is a big one. Also, Deacon Tanner is Deacon Andrew, I should say, he likes that better, is also, and his wife help with Bible study.
Okay.
For our moms, we do that as well. So there's spiritual counseling as well, if you will. They are a faith-based home, both of them. Or it is a faith-based organization, I should say. So that's also important. It's all of these things in building the community to give these moms.
Yeah, it's amazing because obviously you're not just saying, hey, we're going to put you up, we're going to give you three square meals and a bed to sleep on. This is, we want to give you life skills.
Yeah, it goes deep, and it's gotten richer, if I may add that, in the last couple of years. We're not only going deeper in helping the moms, but we have also kind of extended our support for them after they leave Bella House.
Okay.
It used to be, as Deacon had mentioned, maybe shorter stays in the program. They've had their babies. We did our job. Yay. But they still needed,
Yeah, I'm sure there's also a lot of success stories where women have been out of the house for 5 or maybe even 10 years. I know that you've been doing this for a long time, and they come back and say, thank you. You know, I've had another child. I'm married. You know, life is good.
Some things like that happen.
That's awesome. Nice. Well, thanks for those updates. And also, Deacon Andrew, thank you for being here. It sounds like a very, very busy life that you're leading outside, you know, your kids, your wife, your job, and then Bella House and all these things that you're doing for them. BellaHouse.org is the website. Let's talk about these two events, if we may. First one, we'll do them in chronological order.
Sure.
Irish Eyes Are Smiling on Bella House 2025, March 22nd, Saturday, March 22nd, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. in the Sweeney Hall at St. Rita Catholic Community, right next to Jesuit on Inwood Road. Mm-hmm. Celebrate Irish Eyes with live music and dancing featuring Beyond the Pale, traditional Irish food from McGuire's, family fun in support of the mission, Bella House. Okay, so anyway, yes. So you've been doing this for a while. I've been to several of them. This is a lot of fun.
This is our third annual, and we've made an annual because it's been fun.
Yeah.
Our idea in the fundraising part of it too is, again, building community. People come, have a good time, see our moms being successful and are happy to be part of the mission. Mm-hmm. It's a concrete way to extend it to others.
Now, you're both wearing green. Is that just a coincidence?
No, or I wear it all month.
not a coincidence for me.
You know, my wife, interestingly, my wife is Irish, born in Belfast, and she said, it's interesting, in America, they celebrate things, not only St. Patrick's Day, but like the whole month. We noticed that even last weekend, it was like people were already starting to wear green. So you're really into the St. Patrick's thing, aren't you? Now, is it just a coincidence with you, or are you purposely wearing green?
No. Well, all my family lineage goes back to Ireland.
Okay.
Yeah, so I always have a lot of green on.
You know, one way, I know it's the way that I got to Ireland, and I've been there about 8 or 9 times, is I married an Irish woman. That kind of opens up the country. You end up traveling there a lot. In fact, I got married there. So how cool. So this has been very popular. You've been doing it for 3 years. Yeah, other than what I said, this is obviously festive. And what else happens at this event?
So we have excellent food, I might add, by McGuire's, traditional corned beef and cabbage meal, mac and cheese for the young ones and old ones, for that matter. We also have the live music and dancing. We help those who may not be familiar with the Irish Reels get involved. Mm-hmm. It's fun. We also have, for maybe people who would love to come but wouldn't be able to make it live, the opportunity to sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
They can still do that, sponsor online.
Okay.
And so that's still very much open. We have a raffle, several really nice raffle prizes, which are a Waterford cross.
Mm.
We have crystal Irish coffee mugs. We have baskets, Irish whiskey. There's a kids basket with all kinds of goodies. So there's a little bit of something for everyone.
The Waterford Cross, does that actually come from Waterford, from Ireland?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Waterford Crystal, huh?
It is.
Yeah. That's one of the most famous ones.
Yes.
Yeah, and then Waterford's way down south in Ireland. I've never been there because I've just never been that far south. You got to really be intentional if you want to go to Waterford because it's way at the southern tip of the country. All right, so how much are tickets and what do you get for the ticket?
The tickets are we have a single ticket, a family ticket, a couple's ticket. You can buy a table of 10 or you can sponsor. So the rates are all on the website. And that can be found at bellahouse.org and go to events and you'll see both events listed or also... I think the Irish Eyes are smiling on Bella House is right on the webpage, and that's an easy way to go and purchase tickets. Mm-hmm. We have a little flexibility. We would be able to accommodate people who come buy tickets at the door if you don't ahead of time. So it is possible, but.
And I like how the event is after St. Patrick's Day because typically everybody does things before, and then once the day ends, it's like, okay, on to the next thing. But you guys are going to keep that celebration
going all week.
22nd of March, Irish Eyes Are Smiling in Bella House 2025, St. Rita Catholic Church's Sweeney Hall, which is a big, they play basketball in there. So it's a big place. So I'm sure you can fit hundreds of people in there. So go to bellahouse.org and get your tickets, bellahouse.org to get your tickets. Irish music, Irish food, Irish dancing, Irish, you got to wear your green, of course. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about the other event, which is going to be a week later. I mean,
and one more little tidbit: we will have Irish beer.
Oh
just
gosh!
In case anyone was wondering,
it is
family friendly and kid friendly.
Okay.
So
yeah, will it be
need
green?
To be of age?
Will it be green beer?
It won't be green, I don't think, but we'll be Guinness.
Okay. I don't care. You can tell I gave up alcohol for Lent. I'm not even thinking about it, but that is important. So
on the flyer, but in case anyone was wondering, I thought we should add that.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. All right. So this is a really cool event, Miles for Moms, an 18-mile fundraiser walk to support Bella House. Bella House board member and Our Lady of Angels, Deacon Andrew Tanner, will be walking 18 miles, and it's going to be broken up into four legs. So you're clearly, are you a runner, a walker? I mean, that's a long distance.
I am a walker. In fact, it was at Irish Eyes last year that I was about 10 days away from departing for Spain to walk the Camino de Santiago.
Okay.
So that walk is 500 miles. So it's 15 to 18 miles. I took 33 days to do it. So I'm used to the long walks, and I was literally at a board meeting for Bella after the return, and it just dawned on me that, why not? I'm able to walk like this. What about a fundraiser where I'm walking from the Dallas Bella House to the Plano Bella House?
Oh, okay. Those are exactly 18 miles apart from each other,
Just a few steps less.
And when you talk about the Camino and how long that is, this seems like nothing. I mean, this is just like one stretch of something you might do like in a day or so, right?
Right.
Compared to the Camino, this is nothing.
Yeah, so I did a practice walk actually from the Dallas House to the Plano House last Sunday, 8 days ago. And I have 5.5 hours of walking over about 6 hours. So I took a couple of breaks here and there, but walked the route to make sure that I could see where there might be sidewalks out or construction. So made a couple of course corrections in there. I'm walking the 18 miles. I've got 3 priest friends and 4 deacon friends that are going to be walking some of these with me. So we start at the Dallas Bella House. The first waypoint is St. Rita. The second waypoint is All Saints. The third waypoint is St. Mark's. And then we continue to the eastern part of Plano to make it to the Plano House.
And when Deacon Andrew came to you with this idea, you thought, hey, why not? And is this a fundraiser?
Yes, it is.
Okay, how so?
Well, you can pledge an amount to support, not by each leg, but by the total.
Yeah.
The total walk. Deacon Tanner will be carrying on his back during this walk a backpack with a month's supply of baby items.
Okay.
To illustrate the journey or parallel that our moms take too. But to go to the website again, bellahouse.org, under events, there is a link to the Miles for Moms page where you can pledge. We've already had quite a few pledges, and we're wide open to any different amounts. It can be a set amount, or it could be your own customized amount, whatever. No amount is too little.
Okay.
We'd love to have your support.
So people can do the walk themselves. They can pledge somebody. Is that you want people to join you? Is
no,
that part of it?
No, because we're walking city streets.
Okay.
And busy ones.
So this is good. Leave this up to the professionals.
Yes. and as I think back at the practice walk, I mean, there were hundreds of intersections to cross.
Yeah, right.
And some of them are a little more tenuous than others. You know, I'm thinking about walking across all the service streets under Central Expressway in Plano.
Yeah.
And that would be difficult to navigate a group of people through that. So just two or three of us at the most. Making pretty good time. You can envision that old video game Frogger. That's the feel of the walk sometimes.
So probably not like family friendly of crossing busy intersections.
No, and
I can see how that would be.
For those that are accustomed with walking, 18 miles in 5.5 hours, you're moving at a pretty healthy clip.
That is a good pace.
Yeah. Do you think this will be an annual event? Is that the plan?
That's what we're hoping if it works out well.
Okay.
And it involves the clergy from several different parishes in the area, building community in a very concrete way.
The promise I made to the board of Bella is that you'll never have a lower cost fundraiser.
Had to buy a backpack, right?
Yes, well, I already had the backpack, and everybody has to supply their own walking shoes.
So everything that's donated is going straight to Bella House.
Absolutely.
There's no overhead. You're clearly not getting paid to do this.
Nope.
And this is, it costs nothing, right?
Right.
Maybe a couple of bottles of water to keep you hydrated during it.
We go through plenty of water.
Okay.
We'll take care of our walkers.
All right. So that is really cool. Cool. So everybody who wants to donate, it's an 18-mile fundraiser walk to support Bella House. And again, there's four legs involving St. Rita, All Saints, St. Mark's, and was there another? Those are the three parishes, right?
Right. And those are the three parishes of the waypoints. And when I looked on a mapping software, I put in the addresses of the two houses. And I said, wait a minute, this route looks like it's going to go almost directly over the three parishes.
Yeah.
So they became the waypoints.
Well, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton.
Yes, got to include that one. So a very close friend of mine, Plano. Deacon Mike Siebold, will make what we're calling the Seton leg. So he's going to start at Seton, and he'll do a four-mile walk to St. Mark, and then pick up with the rest of us and then finish the walk from St. Mark to the Plano House.
Wow. So actually, four parishes then.
You're just trying to burn off the calories that you got the week before the St. Patrick's Day,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
A couple of those Irish beers and some Irish food. And then, boy, after you walk 18 miles, you're going to be back to your...
We'll be doing a jig.
Originals. All right. Well, thanks a lot. We got to wrap up. We're about done. But I want to thank you so much for coming in. Very nice to meet you, Deacon Andrew. Thank you for coming in again. Deacon Andrew Tanner from Our Lady of Angels is where he is now, but of course he mentioned about St. Jude and Father Church and the whole background with that, which is a really fascinating story. If you want to buy your tickets to the Irish Eyes Are Smiling on Bella House, again, it's Saturday, March 22nd, bellahouse.org. And then if you want to donate towards the Miles for Moms fundraiser walk, you can go to that same website, bellahouse.org. So
just check, look under events.
Under events, okay.
And you'll see
either
one of them.
Okay, thank you so much. And
well,
I'm going to get a picture
us.
Of you two in your green attire and put it up on Facebook. But thanks again. We're going to come back and have the Catholic Pro-Life Community segment of the Good News Show right after this break. We'll be back. The Guadalupe Radio Network has kept the promise for 25 years. In the year 2000, we promised to use our network to promote holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Since then, we've consistently encouraged men and women to be open to God's call to holy vocations in service to the church. The Guadalupe Radio Network's Keeping the Promise 25th Anniversary Celebration will be Saturday, July 19th at the Plano Event Center in North Texas.
Do you need a new branding strategy that allows you to educate and engage with your local community while building trust and credibility? Decided Excellence Catholic Media offers a very unique branding platform which showcases you as the expert in your industry. Our exclusive publications are open, read, kept, and shared with thousands of readers in communities throughout Texas and nationwide. To learn more about our powerful branding solutions, please contact Doreen Chaney at dchaney@decidedexcellence.com. That's dchaney@decidedexcellence.com.
Hi, this is Dave Palmer here at the GRN. Do you have time to be a volunteer for your local Catholic radio station? We are currently looking for a number of people who can volunteer to help us spread the word about the GRN here in North Texas. If you're interested in hearing more about this volunteer opportunity, please contact me as soon as possible via email at kath@grnonline.com. That's kath@grnonline.com, or you can call me 972-757-2990. I look forward to hearing from you.
Guadalupe Radio Network welcomes new sponsor, St. Candles. Founded by music executive to comfort a friend diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, the St. Candle Collection has grown to more than 25 candles. Each modern candle is handmade with a prayer coin inside and dedicated to a patron saint. St. Raphael for healing, St. Philomena for children, St. Anthony of Padua for finding love, and many more as well. To see what St. Candles are available, visit stcandles.com.
Okay.
If you could personally help a Texas abortion-bound mom choose life, would you do it? Please say yes by participating in the 40 Days for Life Spring Campaign, a peaceful prayer vigil. Join us in praying locally in front of the 10 DFW abortion businesses. You could literally help save a life. Visit ProLifeDFW.com to get involved. That's ProLifeDFW.com.
Project Joseph, can I help you?
I lost my child to an abortion 20 years ago. Can you help me, or is it too late?
It's never too late to start healing. Let's see if Project Joseph is a good fit for you.
Even if it's been years, Project Joseph, a confidential men-only weekend healing retreat, can help you find peace. The next retreat is February 22nd and 23rd. Call 469-720-2273 or email healing@projectjosephdallas.org. Project Joseph. It works.
All right, welcome. this is the Good News Show. Dave Palmer, Cecil Anderson, and it's the second Monday of the month, and that means that it's the CPLC segment here on the Good News Show. And I have Frank Gonzalez, Director of Marketing and Communications, here with me. The website for the CPLC is prolifedallas.org, prolifedallas.org. Frank Gonzalez, how are you doing? Good to see you.
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well, and it's going to be fun because I know we're going to go to Susan and get the legislative update, and then we're going to talk about the event on April 5th. David B. Wright's coming to town.
That's right.
And you're going to have the official announcement on this show of the pro-life person of the year.
That's right. We've had for the last maybe month and a half, we've asked folks to go to our website and cast their nominees for pro-life person of the year, and we've tallied the results, and I'm very happy to make the announcement today of who that person will be. And we'll do that in just a few moments, but we want to start the show as we always do with a prayer from Susan Platt, our Director of Community Outreach. Susan, are you there, and would you like to start us off with a prayer?
I am here, Frank, and I would love to start us with a prayer. Let's continue to pray for healing for Pope Francis as we pray together the Jubilee of Hope. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Father in heaven, may the faith you have given us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our brother, and the flame of charity enkindled in our hearts by the Holy Spirit reawaken in us the blessed hope for the coming of your kingdom. May your grace transform us into tireless cultivators of the seeds of the gospel. May those seeds transform from within both humanity and the whole cosmos in the sure expectation of a new heaven and a new earth, when with the powers of evil vanquished, your glory will shine eternally. May the grace of the Jubilee reawaken in us, pilgrims of hope, a yearning for the treasures of heaven. May that same grace spread the joy and peace of our Redeemer throughout the earth. To you, our God, eternally blessed, be glory and praise forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our Lady of Guadalupe, protectress of the unborn, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse and terror of demons, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Lent, please join us on Fridays at 12 noon for our Facebook live stream of the Pro-Life Sorrowful Mysteries of the Rosary. You can just go to the prolifedallas.org and go to our Facebook page, to the link there. Also, on Good Friday, we're going to be gathering at the Addison Planned Parenthood at 4551 Beltway Drive in Addison to pray the Sorrowful Mysteries, the Stations of the Cross, and the Divine Mercy Chaplet. We'll be led by Father Ambrose Strong from Cistercian. And if you can't make it in person, we'll also be live streaming the prayer event. Now, I've got some interesting news coming out of New York this month. The New York Times printed an expose on Planned Parenthood. And they're not known to be supportive of the pro-life movement, but in mid-February, the New York Times ran an article entitled Botched Care and Tired Staff, Planned Parenthood in Crisis. The article detailed botched abortions where surgeries were done but the baby remained inside, improperly placed contraceptive implants leading to nerve damage, staff underpaid, overwhelmed, given tasks that they weren't adequately trained for, leading to substandard care and reduced services. Employees interviewed for the article said they were instructed to spend less time per patient, and they were pressured to double the number of patients seen to bring in more money. With all the rush and confusion, mistakes were made, with patients being taken to the wrong room and prepped for the wrong procedure. This is just horrifying, but it's not much that we haven't known about Planned Parenthood. The federal government is looking into the possibility of no longer supporting Planned Parenthood with our tax dollars, so let's continue to pray for that. Now, in the state of Texas, the Texas legislature is in session right now, and one of the issues is whether or not the Human Life Protection Act needs exceptions added to it. Now, in 2022, following the Supreme Court decision on Dobbs, the Human Life Protection Act became the Texas principal abortion law, which clearly allows doctors to perform abortions in rare and tragic cases when medically necessary to save a pregnant woman's life or health. Now, pro-abortion advocates have persisted in efforts to add exceptions to the Texas law, with pro-lifers countering that Texas doctors have performed 145 abortions from the enactment of the Human Life Protection Act in August of 2022 through October 2024, with elective abortions dropping to zero. Now, no doctor has been prosecuted, sued, or sanctioned for providing any of these abortions to save a woman's life. And no woman has lost her life for lack of an exception in the law. We will continue to resist these efforts to weaken our abortion law. If you want to sign up for email alerts, our website is prolifedallas.org. If you're interested in 40 Days for Life 365, go to prolifedfw.com. And if you want to get e-alerts from the bishops of the United States regarding legislation in Congress, you can go to usccb.org/prolife. And for that information from the Texas bishops, you can go to txcatholic.org. You can also find out about your elected officials by Googling who represents me. So that's our wrap up for today.
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate it. Excuse me. And I'm sure in the months to come, Susan, because of the legislature being in session, we'll have some more things to talk about, I'm sure, in the coming months from down in Austin, I imagine.
I'm sure we will. The bishops have over 200 bills that they're supporting right now.
Wow. That's going to, yep, well, I think we'll have some things
we're
to
not,
talk
we're
about.
Not covering all of them at once.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
I was amazed by that story about New York Times doing an expose on Planned Parenthood. You know it's banned for bad for Planned Parenthood. The New York Times is criticizing you.
Exactly. I mean,
absolutely.
These are bad times.
So bad times for them. I think it's good times.
Yeah,
great
yeah,
times
yeah. Good
them.
Times for pro life for sure. Yes, right.
So let's talk a little bit now about the Bishop's Pro Life Dinner. I know we were talking about that a little bit, Dave. So we're less than a month away from that. Saturday, April the 5th at the Westin Dallas Park Central Hotel. They're on Merritt Drive, just by LBJ and 75, where they come together. Our theme is Better Together for Life, and our main speaker is David B. Wright, who is a renowned pro-life speaker. He just brings an incredible story, his story, and then just how he motivates people to really think about the positive change they can make when they focus on life. And we're really, really excited about having him there. Some of the other components of the evening, of course, is our silent auction and our live auction. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the great live auction items that we're going to be presenting that evening for people to bid on and to partake in. We, of course, have our heads and tails contest, which is always a lot of fun. And then, of course, we have our big raffle. And you can buy raffle tickets online. You don't have to attend the dinner to buy raffle tickets. And so we encourage everybody to just to go to the website, prolifedallas.org, click on the first link for the Bishop's Dinner. When you buy your tickets, that link to buy your tickets, you can also just scroll down and buy raffle tickets as well. So again, you don't have to buy Bishop's Dinner tickets to buy raffle tickets. And we encourage people to copy that link and then send it to folks out of state, out of town, and just say, hey, this is something that I'm supporting. Can you go on there and just buy a few raffle tickets? The good news about this is that we will be drawing the winner of the raffle ticket for $10,000 the night of the dinner. Typically, we go 30 days out just to make sure we have all the tickets in, but everything's being done electronically this year. So we'll be able to pull our $1,000 third prize winner, the $5,000 second prize winner, and then the $10,000 first prize gift card winner for the raffle. Oh, and by the way, with heads and tails, we are going to have a 3-day, 2-night trip to Las Vegas for the winner of that trip.
Oh, wow.
So as a former pro-life person of the year, Dave, I'm sure you're waiting with bated breath to find out on the announcement. So,
is it somebody that we would be familiar with?
Oh, yes. Definitely. It's somebody that I think everybody in the diocese is very familiar with. He's also somebody.
Look at Cecil.
He's also.
You said he.
Is what say, oh, sorry,
we know it's a man, so it's not Cecil this year. Okay.
So, and actually, it's somebody that everybody in the diocese knows very well. He's also somebody who has very recently left our diocese.
Oh, so gosh.
So I think by the process of elimination.
Is she going to be there?
We're not sure yet. We're keeping hope alive that he will be there. But our 2025 Pro-Life Person of the Year is Bishop Greg Kelly, who is now the Bishop of Tyler, Texas. Diocese of Tyler. And so this was something where we had some nominees come in for him and nominations come in for him, and then the committee got together and looked at all of the nominees, and just the length, the width, and the breadth of impact that Bishop Kelly has had here in the Diocese of Dallas, and really just as a priest. He has always stood up for life. He's always been on the front lines, and with us here at the Catholic pro-life community, he's done so many things for us. He's always been at Eileen's Kuhlman's beck and call whenever she needed some help to have a priest or somebody represent the diocese at the healing retreats, the Project Rachel or the Rachel's Vineyard or the Project Joseph retreats. So he's been very helpful in being out there for those. He's always done our Respect Life Mass in the fall. He's assisted with the Pro-Life Mass in the spring before the March for Life or the Rally for Life. And then he's also been very instrumental at a diocesan level with helping to put together the Culture of Life Collaborative. He's been very instrumental in bringing together all of the different apostolates across the diocese. You know, Bella House, who was just here, and us, and White Rose, the Knights of Columbus, and the Hike for Life, what they do. And then, of course, St. Vincent de Paul at Catholic Charities because of their work with adoption. All of these different pro-life apostolates across the diocese, you know, he's helped to really kind of motivate us and to bring us all together into this collaborative. And we're starting to do a lot more things together. We're starting to cooperate in terms of how we help each other out. And work together. You're going to see, you know, some the first fruits of that happen and being announced very, very soon. And it's very exciting the way that these different apostolates are coming together and really working to build the culture of life here in the Diocese of Dallas. So that's exciting. And Bishop Kellogg has been so instrumental in so many things for the number of years that he's been a bishop, and then even before that. So. We're super excited about having Bishop Kelly as our 2025 Pro-Life Person of the Year.
All right. This is the Good News Show. This is a CPLC, Catholic Pro-Life Community segment. And don't forget, the 32nd Annual Bishop's Pro-Life Dinner is Saturday, April 5th, as Frank Gonzalez mentioned, less than a month away. And it's going to be at the Westin Dallas Park Central Hotel. I told Frank, I'm like the person that we are talking to right now, because I told my wife, my wife and I have a big board in our house where we, with a dry erase that we plan everything out. And on there, April 5th, you know, CPLC dinner. And have I bought my tickets yet? No. Okay. So,
and I've got good news for you. So the, originally when we set up our calendar and everything, for the dinner, this last Friday, March the 7th,
yeah,
was going to be the cutoff day for early bird ticketing. I'm happy to say that we're extending it a week, so early bird ticketing is going to be. These are for tables only, for the tables at $1,900. It's going to be now to this Friday, the 14th.
Okay.
Individual tickets are still $200 a piece, and. So we encourage everybody to get your tickets, especially if you're a Respect Life leader or a church and you want to go as a group and you want to go ahead and purchase a table, buy it this week, because on Friday evening, at some point, we're going to flip a switch and it'll go from $1,900 to $2,000 per table.
Okay.
So we encourage everybody to please go online to prolifedallas.org/dinner. And click on the button that says purchase tickets now.
Yeah, and also want to recommend people buying those raffle tickets, because I remember a number of years ago, there was a young guy, and he won tickets to your event on the radio. So then when he got there, I guess there was an opportunity to buy the raffle tickets. So he figured, well, we got free tickets. We're going to go ahead and buy some raffle tickets. He bought them, and he won the
$10,000. Wow.
So not only did he win the tickets to the event, then he won the tickets. I don't know if Cicero, if you remember that or not. Yeah, that was really cool. So, yeah, somebody does win this. It's like what we say with our car raffle. You know, yeah, you know, give it a shot, because somebody's got to win it. The theme, Better Together for Life. I know you've kind of hinted at that, and this is a very significant theme in light of what's happening in the local pro-life movement. Do you want to explain why y'all chose that theme?
Sure. I mean, the main thing about that is that coming together, you know, as I was just mentioning with Bishop Kelly and the Culture of Life Collaborative, you know, this is an opportunity for these apostolates to kind of come together. And when we work with these apostolates, you know, the CPLC with Bella House or with White Rose or with Bloom, you know, when we work together we provide services for them, we provide an outlet for them to let the community know about what's going on. They in turn will help us with our events and let their constituents know, hey, CPLC is doing this. When we're working together, everything is better. And the pro-life movement is stronger because of that. And that's why we chose this theme, because you're going to see more of these collaborations come to fruition over the next few months, weeks, months, years, and as we work together, whether it's us working with our constituents, with people who believe in the sanctity of life, when we come together and we work together, we're better together, and we move mountains together. I mean, you can see that by what's happening in New York with the New York Times, or what's happening with the federal government and what changes they're doing in terms of supporting life and supporting the sanctity of life. So you know, it's a very apt and it's a very timely message that we want to encourage everybody to understand. We are better together when we work for life and when we, you know, just try to make a positive change in the world. Because there is so much negativity that's out there, and you know, we're here to offer that word of hope, that word of life, that word of just a positiveness about you know, the life that we celebrate every day. So it's important that we come together and recognize that and celebrate us being together and working together, especially to promote life.
Yeah. I'm excited for David B. Wright, too. I remember last year when he spoke at the men's conference and I was emceeing and I sat next to him and he and I chatted for a couple of minutes. And then when he got up there, I had not seen him speak before in person. And he was electrifying. I mean, I know you know this. He's a very, very gifted speaker, and he has a lot of enthusiasm. So I'm looking forward to that talk. So there's a lot going on. And Frank, let's just, we got a couple of minutes remaining. This is the CPLC segment of the Good News Show here on this Monday afternoon, March 10th. And if you want to find out more about what's going on with the Catholic pro-life community, go to their website, prolifedallas.org, prolifedallas.org. But why don't you kind of recap everything that's going to be going on? Again, like you say, less than a month from now, April 5th, Saturday at the Westin Dallas Park Central Hotel. What do people need to know right now?
So, I mean, again, go to that web address, prolifedallas.org/dinner. You can click on the tickets link there, and then that'll have an opportunity to buy a sponsorship if you're interested in that, if you want to buy a table, if you want to buy a premier table, which includes a few more amenities. You keep scrolling down, you can buy your raffle tickets, you can buy your heads or tails, and then of course you can, and then probably as we get closer, we'll have our silent auction items up for bid, and you can bid on those as well. Again, you don't have to be at the event to bid on the silent auction items. We obviously encourage you, and then that Saturday night you should be kind of staying close to your phone, because if somebody outbids you, you have a chance to outbid them. But again, we encourage folks to partake in that. And then, of course, at the dinner itself, David B. Wright, you said, will be there as our keynote speaker. We're super excited for him. Presentation of our Pro-Life Person of the Year to Bishop Greg Kelly. Again, the fun and games will ensue with heads and tails, and then our live auction. We've got some great items for the live auction this year. You can see them all on our website, but I just wanted to kind of quickly run down some of them. First of all, we're going to have a pilgrimage of mercy with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. This will be going to Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic. Mm. So you'll be able to go to you'll be able to stand before the Miraculous Little Infant of Prague statue at our Church of Our Lady of Victorious in Prague. You'll be able to go to the Shrines of Divine Mercy and the Black Madonna of Częstochowa. I think that's how it's pronounced. You'll be also going to Budapest, to Krakow, to Prague. So it's an incredible trip that you'll be able to take. And the actual trip itself is going to be this fall. So
and Deacon Harold is going to be one of our speakers at our event in July. He's got a network-wide show on EWTN every day. So, yeah, he's amazing.
So it should be a wonderful trip. We've got some people in the office that are, like, really looking at that trip. So, again, that'll be up for auction. Robert Puschautz, who is, I believe, based out of Tyler, or is from the Diocese of Tyler, I think. He is a renowned artist, and he is creating a special work of art that we'll auction off that evening. It's he is famous for his Madonna pictures.
Okay,
not the singer, but you know, the real Madonna. And he is also the executive director of the Stabat Mater Foundation. And so he has done a lot of art that you can see around a lot of churches in East Texas. So we're excited to have him provide something for the evening. We'll have a trip to Rome for two. And you can obviously go in the year of Jubilee, which will be really exciting. We'll have dinner and show with a saint. So there will be a Broadway show. Actually, it's an international show about Saint Bernadette of Lourdes, that's going to be coming to Dallas, and you'll have an opportunity to see the show, and then also have dinner with the star of the show. We have some of our you know, our usual suspect kind of items, which is a trip to Notre Dame to go see a football game that is going to be against the Syracuse Redmen. Mm. I believe it's Redmen.
Orangemen.
Sorry. Yeah. I knew it was a color out there. Syracuse Orangemen.
I was born in Syracuse.
Oh, there you go. So it'll be against Syracuse, and that is going to be in November 22nd. So I guess right before Thanksgiving. So it'll be a great game for that one. And that's also, we also have the gourmet meal with Chef Kirk Grant at his and Carmen Grant's home. So again, a lot of great prizes in our auction. We encourage everybody to take advantage of the early bird special being held over for another week. So go to prolifedallas.org/dinner. Buy your tickets, buy your raffle tickets. Send the link to folks out of town or out of state. Say, buy some raffle tickets and help support life. We encourage everybody to join us on April 5th. At the 32nd annual Bishop's Pro-Life Dinner.
You always come very prepared, Frank. And thanks, Susan. I don't know if Susan's still hanging on or not, but thanks to her.
I am.
She never leaves us. She hangs in there, and we appreciate her very much. Thank you, Susan. And Frank also. And again, for all those things that we talked about, you can find it all at one website, Pro-Life.